Daf Kufman Gimel Halachas. The Rambam Yom Tov Perek Daled Halacha Daled says a woman should not bring in between the wood to take out a little piece of wood to roast with it, and you don't support a pot or a door with a piece of wood from a beam. They weren't matat v'tat leitz v'yantu only for burning. Arachayim Sim Tov Kuf Zayin Siv Gimel. You're not to take a wood between other woods to stoke the fire in the oven because it's Misak Amana. The Rambam in Hilchis Shabbos Perek Chavav Alacha Tezayin says anything that's roi machal behem v'chayv oif that's found talk from the Shabbos. For instance, you're allowed to take dried beans because it's machal for goats, but not wet ones. And the chatzav, which is this grass that grows straight, because it's a machal for deer. Mustard seeds because it's a machal for pigeons. Bones because it's a machal for dogs. So to any shells and seeds that's roi machal behem, you're allowed to be metatle. And it's not roi. He eats the food and throws it backwards, and now metatle. Swollen flesh because it's machal for chayim. Allowed to talk raw, whether it's salted or not salted, because it's oil odom. So to dog maliach, but the salted fish is raw, but if it's not salted, raw is also talked because they have no use for it. Archaim Sim Shin Ches Sif Chav Zayin says, bones are raw for dogs, and shells are raw for machavim, and crumbs that don't have desires, so that I take it off the table, but the shells are not raw for machavim, you're allowed to talk to only shake off the tablecloth and it fall off. And there's bread on the table, you're allowed to pick up the tablecloth and talk with the shells, and they're not machavim because the bottle got passed. If you need a place at the table, even if there isn't things only that's roi in the machah behemah, you're allowed to pick it up and be metatlet. Shabbos, Perek Chavbeis, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says someone does machabes, more does chayv al tzmalam. Someone squeezes a beggar, it's chayv al tzmachabes. Therefore, you're not allowed to squeeze out of a cloth or a cotton chitzvah on the opening of a lamp, the chitzvah to seal it. It might come to the skita. You're not allowed to wipe with a sponge unless it has a handle, so it shouldn't come to squeeze. You don't cover up a barrel of water chitzvah with a beggar, that's not mukhik zeh, because it might come to squeeze it. Says the Raiva, that Tzarfat, I'll explain this way, and I have a kasha. What's the difference if it has besachiza? You can't wipe without schita. And I say, since it has besachiza, it's like a pitcher full of water that he empties out the water. But if it doesn't have a handle, it's like a beggar, then you're not allowed to squeeze it. Arachayim Sim Shin Chav Sif Yud Zayin Shachmer says, a sponge, you're not allowed to wipe with it unless it has a handle, zeh, because it might come to squeeze it. The Ramon Brachas Perek Zayin, Alach Yidal says, you finish to eat, you take off the tablecloth, and you sweep up the place that ate, and then you wash your hands, because you might have crumbs that have gazayas, you're allowed to walk on them and wash your hands on them. But crumbs that don't have gazayas, you're allowed to be ma'abed to be dying. Archaim Sim Kuf Pesach says, even though you're allowed to be ma'abed crumbs that don't have gazayas, nevertheless, it's kosher, lanias, it's kosher for poverty. The Rambam, Perek Chav Vav, Halacha Tezayin, we already did it, we're going to skip it. Archaim Sim Shim Chesif Lamed says, seeds of dates in a place where they give it to Behemi, you're allowed to be ma'abed. The other kosher is, if you make oneself not to be ma'abed, only via Shina. The Rambam, Brachas, Perek Zayin, Alocha Tez says, you don't leave raw meat on bread, and you don't bring over a full cup on top of bread, and you don't support a plate with bread, you don't throw the bread, not pieces, and not the food that have shells, like for instance, berries, grapes, and pomegranate, and date, and figs, because they get disgusting. You're allowed to drag out the wine and pipes in the Batei Chasanim, and throw in front of them, roasted nuts and walnuts in the summertime and not in the rain time, wintertime because it becomes disgusting. You don't wash your hands with wine, whether it's raw or mixed, and so too you don't mafsit, you don't destroy other food and drinks there visually and kicking it. Arachayim Sim Kufa Analysis Follow says a person can do all his needs with bread, dafki does not most, whatever is most not. Therefore, you're not allowed to put a raw meat on it, and you're not allowed to move over it a full cup of water. You don't support a plate if it's full of something that if it fall on the bread it will become disgusting. You don't wash your hands with wine, whether it's raw or mazuk, even a metiva that's not tzarechila. You don't throw the bread because it was zaynechem. Just like you don't throw bread, so you don't throw food that gets disgusting by throwing it. But something that doesn't get disgusting, for instance, walnuts, pomegranates, quince, is mutter. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chafei Halacha Chav Dalet says, you're allowed to put a keli underneath a drip, and if the food, if the keli got full, he pours it out and continues and doesn't hold himself back. That's dafke if the drip is roi the chitzo. If it's not roi, then you don't put it there. If you put it, you're allowed to be on top of the water that's disgusting because you don't make a graf shirai like a tchina. And the Raivet says, I don't know what is this that it's not roi for here, this reasoning. Sugimor is as follows. You're allowed to put a keli underneath the drip on Shabbos and draf a roi. If it got full, you can pour it and put it back again so you can make the house dirty. And it will become a grashri. But if he's in a house, he's not living there, and if he will make dirt, he doesn't care. If he has to worry, if he has to buy his mic in a room, he can put their bed, so it shouldn't be the lichl grashri, and he will put it to pour it outside. The vice of the berichaya dabai. If there's no hefsa, they shouldn't bring it in, because you don't make a grashri with the tchila. Shabbos, Perek Chavav, Alach Yad Gimel says, the Rambam, any Dovah Metunah, for instance, Ri, Ki, throw up, and Tzayach, Yitzvah, if it was in a Chatzah with a Sit, you're allowed to take it out with the Ashpah, the basic Kisah, that's called Grashari. If it was another Chatzah, you're allowed to turn over a Kisah, cut and should not go in and get dirty in it. Spit that's on the ground, you can step on it if you do a Chatzah, and you're allowed to take a little container that has ash in it because of its ashes, even though it has a broken piece of wood, because it's a graf shari. You don't make a graf shari get to the Shabbos, but if it happened by itself, or he did it already, you can take it out. Says the rabbi that doesn't understand the Gemara at all. The Gemara says, if muchen hu, it has to have little ashes that was burnt for Erev Shabbos and mitzvahs that was burnt on Shabbos, and a keli becomes a boss to Yisrael Heter, it's mutter l'tati. Arachayim Simshin Chesef Lam, 12 says, you don't make a graf shari get to, meaning to bring something that's going to get disgusting, so you should be able to take it out when it gets disgusting. If he did it already, then he's allowed to take it out. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Vav, Alacha Tazayin, we already did it, so we'll skip it. Shechnach Rechan Sim Shin Ches Sef Lamed, we already did it, so we'll skip it. Dav Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Rambam Shabbos, Perek Chaf Beis, Alacha Tazayin says, the Chav is broken, Shabbos, the barrel broken, Shabbos, and I say whatever he needs for this Shabbos, for him and his guests. As long as it doesn't sponge when it comes to wine or grab the oil, meaning of a dude, because it might come to Eschita. How does it say? He brings a kli, puts it underneath it, it shouldn't bring another kli, collect from this kli, and be mitzar, because it might bring it to Rosh Hashanah. If he had guests, he brings another kli, and it's cutted the first kli, and mitzar after the first one. Should not be cutted, and then invite guests, yes, then he can catch it. And if he fuck with it, it is mutter, if he fooled. Arachayim Sum Shinlam at Hesif Aleph, the Shechnarch, says, a chav is that broke a lot of safe from the Muslim of 3 meals, even became harbor, because of 1 keli, it's massacre 100 sudas of gimats. And it says to others, come and save for yourselves, as long as it doesn't sponge, because it shouldn't put the sponge in the place of wine to bring it in, to drip it in. So here, because it might come to squeeze it, even if it has a handle, because there's no chash sheet, it's still also, because it shouldn't do it over the chav. And should not be teifich, grab oil, or bring it in with his hand, and wipe it in the edge of the kli. And then also, some say, dafka, the rivet, the rama says, dafka chav is that broke, because it's bull. If a saver worried, he might come to fix the barrel. But if it got cracked and it's dripping, it's not so bull, you'll have a saver of kale to be coiled and be inside. Some say, that's all speaking about lahatsa from one chatz to another chatz, but into another house, and remain in air with them, you'll have to do it in any way, shape, or form, as we said earlier, by a fire. The Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph says, someone who attaches fruit till they become one body, chai v'altzma amr. Therefore, as his fruit spread out in his courtyard, he can collect it by hand to hand and eat it, but he shouldn't put it in a tabasco or into a box like he would do it during the week, because if he'll do it the way he does during the week, maybe he'll squeeze in his hand in the box and it'll come to imr. So that you don't gather salt to chesu, because it looks like ma'amr upon again. Arachayim Sim Shilam Tehsifei says, if he has fruit spread out in the chotzer, one here, he can collect piecemeal slowly and eat it, but he can't put it in a basket or into a box. They fell into one place, he can put it in a basket. Unless they fell into with stones and dirt in the chutzah, then he has to collect each one and eat it, and then put it in a basket or into a box. Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Mefarik, which is taken apart, is Chayvel's Dosh. Squeezing olives and grapes is Chayvel's Mefarik. Therefore, it's also to squeeze berries and pomegranates, and some people squeeze them like olives and grapes. You might come to squeeze olives and grapes. But other fruits, for instance, quince, apples, and forest apples, you're allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos because they're not schita. They don't usually get squeezed for fruit juice. Arachayim Sim Shin Chav Sif Aleph says, Zaysim and Anavim, olives and grapes, now squeeze it. See earlier summation on base of hay. They came up and sells us, even if they weren't in Bachila, and berries and pomegranate, they're not squeezing them. They came out themselves if they're meant to be eaten as mutter. They're meant to be liquid as us. Any other fruits is not a squeeze. And Ramon says, in the place where they're knowing to squeeze fruits to drink their water because of thirst or because of timing, the din is like berries and pomegranate. But if they're knowing to squeeze their food itself, in Rachosh, that's dafka liskit is also. But you're not squeeze out with your mouth from the grapes, the mashkin, and so on, any other things. Some acid squeeze out with your mouth from grapes, the chayetzera. The Rambam Tumas HaEchlin Perek Yud Halacha Dalet says, the water of the milk is like milk. Milk of a person that he doesn't eat, it's not a mashke, it's not mashke, it's not matam. Therefore, milk of a zocher is not considered a mashke. So to chol behema and chaya that came out of the rotz, for instance, it dripped out of the breast by itself, or he milked it, but not thinking that he's milking it, but milk of a woman when it comes to the rotz, she has a lotz and stomach is a mashke and it becomes tame, or mashke because it's roy for a baby. The Rambam Tumzach and Perigud, Allah Hey says, Mashna comes out of those three, and these Mashna are always a Tumah, is Matava without Heksha. So Tumah and Heksha come at once. And these are them. Zoiv of Azav, Sheikh Vazer of Azav, his number one, Raviz Dam from Ames, Dam Anita, so to Dam of a wound of Azav and his friends, and Cholav of a woman, tears of the eyes with other water that comes out of them. Now, with time like Mashka Twain, there was time without a Kavanah, because Mashka Twain is with time, Larotz Shalavitzon. Therefore, neither is over that milk dripped from her breast into the airspace of an oven, the whole oven becomes Tame, and whatever is in it becomes Tame. The Rambam, the last halacha, Rambam Tame, Mishka Moisir, Perik Alav Halacha Tazayan, says there are nine Mashka Nazar, three of them are Avatam, and there's a spit, Sheikh Vazera, and number one. Going to the bathroom. All of these are a time of the Kalim with culture time drop, as we explained. Three of them are like a Vlad Tum, which is a Rishon, and that's the tears of his eyes, blood of a wound, and milk of a woman. All these are like Mashkin Tumayin, they are not Matama person, but they're Matama Kalim with the Rabbanim, as explained. Three of them are totally Torah, and these are his sweat, and his smelly liquid that comes out of him, and his number two. These are all three of the that comes from Zav and his Chaveriv, alike other people. Kicha, his spit, Vania, and Rira, and his drool, and his nose liquid, that's like a spit. And part of spit, the part of sin of the spit. Blood that comes out of his aver, and blood that comes out of his mouth, is part of Gdama Gavasa. If it was squeezing and he spits out blood, that's Matamalak spit. Because blood that he squeezes out does not, has to have some spit with it. Says the Raya, he made a mistake with this because it's Matama, the Gviya, but Gviya is by drinking. But Bamaga, it's not Matama, only the Dayan Bavad, even Bamasho. And it's Matama, even the Kalim Bamasho. As we saw in the first Gemara in Perikei Ladvarim, there's the end of the Halachas Adav, Kof, Mem, Gimel.